Welcome back to Table Talk. This is Senator Steve Glaser. This is our podcast where we tell surprising stories about people and places and things here in the Bay Area. I'm here with Vivian from my staff. Hello, Vivian.
Hi, Steve.
So we have this very interesting topic today that it wasn't my idea. Vivian, who pays attention to lots of stuff, said, hey, I've heard about these folks that have this garage door that they paint stuff on it. And of course, my first answer is that that's terrible. You know, what do the neighbors think? Vivian, what were you thinking about this?
Well, so I actually found out about this from one of our district representatives, Alexia, and she has seen these people's posts on Instagram. They're actually, it's a mom and a daughter duo, and they, during the pandemic, they started spreading positive messages just to, you know, bring a little lightness to their community. And it sounds like so far they've had so much positive feedback, and everyone's loving it, and the whole neighborhood is getting involved, and it's basically them two figuring out a new nice message every week and then figuring out how to do it and just painting it on their front garage. And
and you said, hey, Steve, you got to check this out, right?
Yeah.
You convinced me.
Yeah.
All right. So on a kind of a medium hot day, we went out and got to meet Mindy and Audrey, the mom and the daughter who did this. Mm-hmm. And they even agreed to give us a paintbrush.
Yeah,
right?
They poured out the paint. We got to pick what parts we wanted to paint on and just, you know, get to work. It really only took about 10 minutes, I think.
Well, we got to hear their story. We got to hear their story and where it all started from. And it's interesting and inspirational.
Yeah.
And let's take a listen. Hi. I'm Hi. Steve Glaser.
Mindy Ellison. Nice to meet
Mindy,
you.
Mindy, nice to see you.
I'm Audrey.
Audrey and Mindy.
Yes.
Well, thank you for visiting with me today.
Nice to have you.
Well, this isn't just a regular neighborhood. There's something special happening in this neighborhood. This gets my attention.
Yes.
What are you guys doing?
So for about 3 years, we've been doing a weekly mural on our garage door that we've called the Garage Door on the Creek, and we've built a following online over it.
It's a warm Sunday morning at the beginning of July, and Steve and I stopped by Mindy and Audrey's front yard with Alexia, who's part of the Bay Area District Team 2. She's been following the Garage Door Walnut Creek on Instagram for a while now. That's where you can go to see all the photos of their past doors. They have messages like, I can do this, let it be, treat people with kindness, and even some punny doors, like a bunch of root vegetables with the words, let's root for each other.
We usually cover topics that are important to us, whether it's going on in the news or something's going on in the world and we need some uplifting words, and we just put it on our door. And we have a lot of guest artists come by and they do their own thing too, and we just try to bring some awareness and uplift the community.
And what gave you this idea? Where did it come from?
We started during the pandemic. We were home during the pandemic, all four of us in our little house, and one day we decided to take a walk downtown Walnut Creek, and we printed up some like motivational things and taped them all around Walnut Creek, and then the next day it rained. So as we were driving back in, we looked at the garage door and we're like, well, that's a great palette. So we got some paints and tested it out and we painted our door. And then the next week we're like, well, we had another idea. And then it just week after week. And then 3 or 4 weeks later, our neighbor Nan down the street came by and she's like, I would like to paint something. And so she painted, and also during the pandemic, it was a way for our friends and family to park on our lawn with their lawn chairs 6 feet apart and visit with us while we did it and still stay safe. So it was great.
So you've been doing this for how long now?
It's a little over 3 years.
Yeah.
3 years.
Yeah.
3 years. And what? Where do you get your inspiration for what you put on the door?
Kind of depends on the week, if there's something going on in the world. Like, I remember when the whole thing was going on with the U.S. Postal Service in 2020, we did a one that looked like a big envelope, and then we also see, like, quotes somewhere, or, like, we were watching a TV show, and then we kind of add our own art to it.
So what are some of the sayings that you've put on your door?
Our very first one was one from Mr. Rogers, and it was about looking for the helpers, right?
Well, that was one of our first ones, yeah. Look for the helpers. He's got that great quote out there. We recently did one that quoted
Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
I love Ted Lasso.
What did he say that you liked?
It was the one about forgiveness. It's things that speak to us in whatever way they do.
We've done Taylor Swift lyrics a couple times
now. Yeah, we have.
Well, what are they? Tell us what they are. I want my audience to be inspired, too. They can't see it, so they have to hear it.
The last one we did for Pride Month, we did Shade Never Made Anyone Less Gay. Like, hating someone's not going to make them less of what you hate them for. And then another one we did was Long Story Short, I Survived.
The Ted Lasso was, but I hope that either all of us or none of us is judged by the actions of our weakest moments, but rather by the strength we show when and if we're ever given a second chance.
Well, that's great.
I do.
Are you a Ted Lasso?
Yeah, I like Ted Lasso. Okay. Okay.
So good.
I don't do a spoiler. I'm not totally caught up. Okay. So.
I'm not either.
I know. I haven't seen the last one yet.
Vivian, do you watch Ted Lasso?
I love Ted Lasso, and I haven't seen the last season, so I'm...
So good. It's so good. We did one for when Damar Hamlin...
I saw that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
What does it say now? People can't see, so you have to
get
read
Get well
it.
Soon, Damar Hamlin, when that football player...
Got injured.
Yeah, got injured on...
You're scrolling through your pictures or your...
Yeah.
So this one was great. Friends of ours. So this is a dog in our neighborhood, Dolores. And every week, her owner, Dee, comes by and takes a picture of her in front of the door. And this was our friends, Kathy and Tiffany, who did a door with a picture of Dolores.
That's very cute.
And we surprised her with it.
So she's a neighborhood fan.
Yeah, we met her through the door. We would connect with her on Instagram, and then we eventually met her about 2 years ago.
Nice. Do you have a lot of those kind of stories where people will, like, come to your door and talk to you about it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. Like, one of them, we got a letter in the mail one day. It was just, like, dropped into our mailbox from a little boy, and he had some suggestions for us. And he just signed his name, nothing else. So we put it, like, on our Instagram. We're like, can anyone find this boy, Waylon? Like, does anyone know him? And we found him, and then he's come to paint with us a couple times. I've had a lot of my friends come by, like, because I was in college when this started, so wasn't seeing a lot of my friends, and they found out about the door. They're like, have you seen this? I'm like, yeah, it's my house. Do you want to come over? Yeah, and paint with us. So that's I've had a lot great. Of friends, too, yeah.
Wow. So they just, like, didn't know that it had anything to do with you.
Yeah. Because I think for a very long time, I think up until recently, like, we didn't show our face on our Instagram or made our names really known until we started getting, like, more media coverage. Like, when we got on the news, that was probably our first time people, like, connected us to the door.
Yeah.
So you said that some of the neighbors have come by with some suggestions or taking pictures. Any grumpy neighbors out there?
We had a complaint filed against us.
From the city.
The city. We don't know who filed it. They weren't happy with our side yard. Especially the table. They were offended by the table sitting in our side yard.
And the table is like a table with some paints and paintbrushes.
Yeah. But it was just an empty table.
Yeah.
We only fill it up when we paint. Yeah. So
you think it was like them trying to like...
Shut us down. Yeah. Which is fine.
Yeah.
We're not for everybody.
Did you start saving your bail money? What do you do when you...
We actually posted that on our Instagram. We posted the complaint because it was kind of ridiculous. Because in the complaint, it cited the paint specifically. We're like, okay, so they were going after us for this. And a lot of people were, like, rallying behind us. We're like, we can find out who filed this. Like, you can go to the city hall and find out who filed this. And we're like, we're okay. Like, if it keeps happening, maybe. But we had a lot of people being like, this is ridiculous. Like, they can go after so many other things, but why this?
And we definitely have a point of view. So we're not for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine.
I guess a little bit of an uncomfortable question is that if you had a neighbor that was putting something on their garage that was a hate message, you know, how would we feel about that? I'll interpret that's a deep sigh.
That's a very deep sigh. But I don't think that our message is hate. I think our message is love.
Right. Well, I'm speaking of the, you know, the precedent it sets.
Right.
That if, you know, the community says it's okay to paint your, you know,
it's their garage
opinion.
Door.
Yeah. It's their garage
door. It's their garage door.
What kind of paint
you use? Yeah.
Must be a magic formula.
I know, right?
Yeah.
No, we've destroyed our garage door.
Yeah. We have a lot of leftovers.
Yeah. Shadows of old doors on there.
That's kind of cool, though. Does it, like, remind you of all the other things you've done?
Yeah. You can see little reminders of little doors that we've done.
So it's a secret paint formula. We're just going to leave it
at
that.
Yes,
secret paint formula.
Yes.
When I was a kid, I worked at Orange Julius. And I don't know if that's even around anymore. Is it around?
The one in the Sun Valley.
Okay. But they had this magic potion that, you know, was the big secret that you put And I worked there, so I knew I took a scoop of it and put it in the with the orange juice and the ice and the, and that was like the magic formula. Learned about secret formulas, and now you have yours. We're not going to reveal it.
We do.
Paint formula.
We do.
And so I understand you may give me the honor of participating in a little painting today.
Absolutely.
I've got Alexia from my team here and Vivian.
Yay.
I think that they're really good painters. We have a lot of creativity. We may not.
You know, what I've learned about this door, this is my big message about this door. When you're up close, it looks terrible and you're like, oh, this is not going to work out. And then when you just kind of step back a little bit, it looks fantastic. So it all works out.
We've learned a lot over the 3 years. Like at first we were like, we don't know what we're doing. We're going to try to copy as much as we can. And we've had people stop by and they're like, oh, I love your door, but I want to paint, but I don't know how to. I'm like, we'll show you. Come on.
Come
with us.
We're not very artistic, so we've learned as we went.
Yeah.
So there's no great artists in history that you've tried to paint after, kind of follow their strokes? And
we definitely try to, like, recreate things. Like, we did the Beatles' Yellow Submarine our first summer, and we got pretty close to that.
We did the Lorax.
We did the Lorax, yeah.
So that one came out pretty good.
But we very rarely try to, like, copy verbatim.
Yeah.
How did you find out about it, Alexia?
So I actually stumbled across your Instagram page, and I was looking through this. And so since Walnut Creek is my area, I was like, this is really cool. And it was, I think, right in the beginning of the pandemic. Or I think you guys had been doing it for about a year. And then I was just looking through, and I remember when you guys posted the citation from the city, I was one of the people that reached out. And I was like, don't let it get to you. This is so awesome. Like, I love seeing all your posts. And I think I've reposted a few of them on my Instagram just because they've just been uplifting and just kind of wanting to spread the word about something really cool in our district. So,
It's been one of the greatest things we've ever done, honestly.
We've met so many people and just connected with so many people we would have otherwise never met through this.
In on our street.
Yeah.
That we didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's one of the cool things about getting involved in your neighborhood, I've found. Mm-hmm. That you just think it's a fence or driveway and it seems cold and impersonal until you meet the people behind the door, realize they're good people. And then it's how nice it is to be in a neighborhood where you get to know everybody. And you know the pets, you know the kids, you even know the habits and who needs plants to be watered or animals to be fed and how you get so much more connected to a community that way.
Absolutely. Yeah, and this is a great street. This is a great neighborhood. I love Walnut Creek so much. Born and raised.
Same.
Yeah. All right, let's get the paints out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So talk me through what the plan is and what we have here.
So we normally don't draw it out. We normally just start painting. We're doing a peace sign. We're doing a heart. And we're writing Freedom for All. This is our 4th of July door. So the peace sign is going to be blue. And we can do it in the turquoise. Or we can do it in the dark blue. The heart we're going to do in rainbow colors. And then the Freedom for All we're going to do in red.
Nice. Okay, I picked the heart.
There you go. Okay, and we do it in cups.
And is it going to be that style of not fully, but just more brush strokes?
You know what? You can do whatever you want.
I really like the brush strokes.
Okay.
I found some better
brushes,
too. I found some leftovers.
There's a lot of brushes here, a lot of paints, lots of fun supplies. It's like a very inspiring
table
right here.
We've gone through a lot of paint.
Yeah.
We feel like we're winding down, so we didn't get the big, but we've gone through.
Like the gallon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. We feel like we're slowly winding down.
Really?
I don't know that I have another year in me.
Kind of depends.
It must be hard coming up with so many ideas, too.
You'd be surprised. They just kind of, you know, the news pisses us off or something makes us happy or inspired, and we go from there.
So I'm going to follow this.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
Well, that's.
You can do pink if you want. We have white.
Red was second, so I'm a good person at following instructions.
Yellow.
Oh, I see. I can do the red. I can start
in
the middle.
I'll do the peace sign.
Okay.
As we get started, Mindy and Audrey start telling us about some of their coolest experiences with their garage door paintings. Over the last several years, they've kind of become local legends, and Audrey says a lot of their publicity beyond the neighborhood comes from reposts and shares on their Instagram.
We have our own Instagram account, and we update it weekly. at least, sometimes more depending on that week. And our username is at GarageDoorWC on Instagram.
Nice. And people can just follow you and see everything you're painting.
Yeah. And then if they ever stop by, they can tag us with our hashtag GarageDoorWC.
Yeah. How often do you get tags, and is it cool to see people like enjoying it?
Yeah, definitely. I think our coolest one we got, we did one the week after the election, was it? The one with the president's heads?
No, the vice president's.
The vice president's head, because Kamala Harris just won the vice presidency. She was the first woman and also black woman to ever win. And so my mom did one, because I was at school. She did one, she did a picture of all the presidents, the vice presidents at that point, and then Kamala Harris, of course, stood out.
White man, all the way across, and then Kamala.
Uh-huh.
And then,
so I was manning the Instagram at that point. We had just started, maybe like a month prior, we had just done, like, made the Instagram account. We were already getting a bit of traction, and then one day, my mom called me, and she's like, why are we getting so many hits right now? And I said, I don't know, like, it's kind of weird. I guess it's just a popular one, people are sharing it, whatever. And then we noticed that Mina Harris, Kamala Harris's niece, shared it on her Instagram. Wow. And we had, like, Reese Witherspoon like it, and, like, all these other celebrities like it. We're, like,
very exciting.
Very exciting, yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, the vice president has seen your door.
Yeah, I would like to think so, yeah. Because it was, like, right after they won. Like, right after, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's incredible.
I'm gonna pull that one up, because that was a really good one. We're very proud of that door. So that was the door. See, so all those white men... And then we put a quote by her. And it says, and to the children of our country, regardless of your gender, our country has sent you a clear message. Dream with ambition, lead with conviction, and see yourself in a way that others might not see you simply because they have not seen it before. Kamala Harris. That was a good one.
That is a really powerful one.
I'm a softie for inspirational messages.
That's a really good one.
Yeah. It's very nice. Wow, Vivian, look at our heart is coming together.
It's great. This is coming together so fast. I mean, we started maybe like 15 minutes ago, and it's already almost done, and it looks beautiful.
So which color are you doing now?
All right, we're going to the dark blue, and I'm once again going to do the Picasso brushstroke technique here, so you know.
And that's the free form technique.
Yeah, so it's the secret code of painting. So you'll just look at it and enjoy it.
If you stop by and see the latest garage door art, make sure you either tag them on Instagram or use the hashtag GarageDoorWC.
Well, listen, guys, I want to just tell you how much I appreciate not just your artistry, but your words of inspiration that you've brought to the neighborhood and the community. I mean, there's a lot of negative stuff in our world, and to have a door like yours that speaks to the hopes and dreams and good spirit of our people is just a wonderful thing. And I can't tell you how appreciative we all are. I know everybody can't talk to you and knock on your door, but it's really a wonderful thing, and it's why I'm glad I could come and highlight your wonderful words and artistry. And thank you for letting me mess it up a little bit with some of our... No, Vivian, we did okay. The heart looks okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they have to check it out. People should check it out, because it's a nice place to go to get a smile on your face.
So that was really fun. And you seemed really excited to get involved and get your hands dirty and pick up a paintbrush.
Well, it was fun. And I haven't painted big things since I was a kid. So painting a garage door was pretty cool. And of course, you know, the message was very inspirational. All the things that they've been doing have been really positive and inspirational, and it was fun to join in.
Yeah. And we really did get to join in. I mean, we did the entire an entire third of the design. We painted the heart.
The heart. And we both had different styles, as people will. If you look closely at that heart, you'll see the glazer style. Patterned after some great artist that I can't remember. But I did enjoy the fun.
Yeah.
And for people who have driven by for years now, I'm sure they enjoy those changing messages of inspiration.
Yeah, it felt really nice to just kind of get to be involved in something like that. And it was really quick. It was like a 10-minute painting. I think we mentioned that at the beginning. But, you know, it's like a very quick way to just have a little creativity.
And I hope that if people are listening, that it underscores that if they see things in their community that are fun and interesting and impactful, that it'd be good for us to tell the story, to send in a note and mm-hmm. let us know about it, because I love these stories.
Yeah. So what really stuck out to you about Audrey and Mindy Ellison and their story and why they did this?
It started from a kind of a downtime, right? The pandemic, and trying to find ways to, everybody was clustered at home, trying to find a way to put positive into a dreary time. And then they've continued it, and maybe longer than they thought they would. But it did come out of a dark hour for all of us, and they found the way to look for the silver lining and to make it meaningful and to create that feeling of neighborhood, getting that we're not all isolated, that we're all in this together, and so it came out of a great community spirit.
Yeah, and it really reminded me of one of our new episodes that we just released last week about Greg Mueller, who builds birdhouses and also does a similar kind of like community, just beautifying things and putting up his work for no reason other than just to like bring a little bit of joy.
And I loved his story, and it was fun to tell his story.
Yeah,
because it matches that same spirit.
Yeah.
And seeing things beyond yourself. And in his case, it wasn't just the beautification of the neighborhood. It was also about nature and wildlife, mm-hmm. and how all those things could come together in that wonderful civic act that he was involved in.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a good plug too. If you're liking our episodes and you like this one, or you liked any of the other ones you listened to, please share with your friends and share on your Twitter. You can tweet the senator and he might retweet you.
And we do hard stories too, our conversation on corruption and politics, but I love the human interest stories that we don't see or hear about enough.
Yeah,
like our wonderful folks doing the garage door and the birdhouses. And it's also reflective of that story of those young ladies at Carondelet High School and their successful work to build a tiny home for farm workers in one academic year.
Yeah.
Those things are just, they're tearjerkers. Because you see people doing things bigger than themselves, and all for the betterment of our community.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Table Talk. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen. Leave us a review and send it to a friend. Thanks to Mindy and Audrey Ellison for inviting us to paint with them and telling us about their work. This episode was produced, mixed, and mastered by Vivian Basu-Skinner.